On with the show.
Gentlemen, here we are. Another live show. Let's do a quick little sound check or checker 1-2. How you feeling over there?
Wonderful.
Looking good?
Yeah.
All right, let's just hop on into this damn thing. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half your dynamic duo, the nerds. I am the nerd, and you are...
Nerdette, why are you singing?
I'm freaking excited, man. It's been a whole week since we've done anything with the show. We haven't recorded anything.
Is that Ashley in here?
What?
Who said she can come in here?
Oh, well, she told me she was coming in. I texted her. I said, Ashley, you got to get in this chat. It's going to be a fun show.
I didn't agree to that.
It is going to be so much fun, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Ashley is in the house. Who else we got? We got Cherries in the house. Of course, we can't do the show without our Shug. What is going on with you? How the hell you been? I feel like it's been a long time.
I actually watched stuff this week.
Good.
I was so bored. I actually watched some stuff.
Well, I'm glad.
I watched Gran Turismo, mm-hmm. that movie. That was really, really good.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was based on a true story, so I actually enjoyed it more because of that. And then I started getting into Big Brother Canada, and that is really good.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to like it, but I freaking love that.
You've been obsessed with that one. You've been watching
the show. It's so freaking, because it's different. The problem is, and I like Big Brother, but the U.S. version is the same fucking competitions over and over in every fucking season. Like, it's predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's at least three competitions I'm still waiting for that I know that they're going to play.
Yeah.
And, like, watching the Canada version, it's like all new competitions that I haven't seen yet, and it's just really good. I wish they would do some of those here.
Mm-hmm.
But, and their twists are good. The house is fucking huge.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm enjoying the hell out of that. So I'm on season 2 of that one.
Well, you're hopping right on into it. You're skipping over the fact that we haven't recorded a show, and it's been a week, and I've been itching.
You asked me how I've been. Yeah. And then normally, that's when I go into what I'm watching.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited, man. I'm very happy to be here. All right. So what else have you been watching besides that Big Brother one?
Damn it, I know I watch stuff. Well, I'm caught up on Love is Blind. I'm pretty much fast-forwarding through a lot of that. And then today I started watching Beckham on Netflix. I think that just came out today, which is a 4-episode thing on David Beckham, which is more interesting than I thought it would be. I figured I would give it a shot because I like these... for some reason, I like these sports documentaries. I don't know why, because I don't watch it.
Yeah.
And but I knew who he was, and I knew that he was a good soccer player, football player, whatever. And then I started watching all the shit this dude had to freaking put up with. Like, I wouldn't have been able to put up with it. I would have lost my fucking mind. There's no
being
fucking way.
To a Spice Girl or what?
No, like, he went through a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
In the first few years, like, just awful. They would chant awful shit. It was just awful. What they would spit on him.
Really, why?
Oh my god, he just went through, like, I don't know, man, it's 4 episodes a month.
He was extremely beloved, I thought everyone loved it. Remember that bend it like Beckham bullshit, and he had a little fucking endorsement?
Oh, he's liked, but, like, he did something in the middle of a World Cup game.
Yeah.
That got him red carded, so he was kicked off the field, like, he couldn't play the rest of the game, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the whole country just fucking turned on him. It was bad.
Yeah.
For, like, 9 months. It was... I would have quit. I don't know. It's really good. I'm in the middle of the 3rd episode right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm liking it a hell of a lot more than I thought I would. So, it's interesting.
How long is it?
4 episodes.
It's only 4 episodes?
Yeah.
That's not bad. They really do those sports documentaries well lately.
They're really good. I don't know why I find them so interesting, but I do. Maybe it's because, like, I've heard of these people. Like, I knew him. I just never watched him.
Yeah.
I knew his, like, all his... He was... His face was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the Spice Girl thing.
Well, there's going to be a Dick Butkus documentary probably soon, then. He just passed
Who's
away
that?
80 years old. Famous Chicago
football,
Bears
right?
football legend, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Dick. And you know what the magic
thing is? Like, I know these
is?
Names.
Well, I, mean,
I don't know who the fuck
the guy's
they
name
are.
Is Dick Butkus. That's got to be the greatest fucking football name of all time. The guy's name is Dick fucking Butkus. But the thing about him, though, is he has a reputation as being a real, like, tough guy, a hard ass, you know, like a real badass football player or whatnot. And 80 years old, passed away, natural causes. So, you know, he lived a long life, very productive. It was a very good life. What?
No, they're asking me what I was talking about. Oh. So I'm watching Beckham on Netflix. So David Beckham, it's about. Mm. And he just did he back kicked the player on the other team. Like, he lifted his leg. Like, it was the stupidest fucking thing. It was.
He took him out?
No, he didn't. The other player that got kind of kicked. Like, this is the stupidest thing. Mm-hmm. He fell down and acted dramatically.
Yeah.
Like, it was so dumb. And so because of that move, and it was right in front of the referee's like, no, get the fuck off the field. And that's what started a whole ton of shit. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I recommend it. It was fucking good.
I might check it. No, I probably won't. It's
no, you
soccer,
won't.
Man.
No,
you
fucking soccer. Fucking
do you think
won't.
I don't give a fucking shit about a soccer player? What's going on? What are they asking about? Your David Beckham thing? Let me chat.
Sure, he's asking. I don't
know. Oh, well, no, listen. I was talking about Dick Butkus.
Yeah,
so
I don't know who that
time.
Is. I just know that's football.
So he was a football player. But the thing about him was he died, and the magic about him dying was the Bears were on a fucking massive losing streak. It was like 17 games, I want to say. They lost like 17. They haven't won shit since like fucking early last year.
Mm.
He passed away, and guess what? Bears fucking won, man. And they won a dominant game, too. It was like 40-20. They kicked some ass. They actually looked like they had some life in them. So I know our pal J-Hall is extremely happy out there.
Listen, bitch. Like, Sherry's coming at me.
What's that?
You're supposed to be on my fucking side.
What?
She's disappointed that I didn't know who the fuck that is. I don't watch football. I do not watch sports.
Yeah, Dick Buck is just... Well, you might know
the
him from
The only
movies.
Thing I watch is... I try to watch to see if Georgia will fail.
Mm-hmm.
That's it at this point.
Yeah.
Just please fail.
Oh, Jesus.
that's all I care about.
Dude, the thing about... Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Now Ashley's coming at me. This is so not fair.
What's going on? Good. All right. So, listen. What else did you watch? Because I do want to get into something that we watched together.
I think... I seriously think that's it. Because I watched a season and a half of Big Brother Canada. The David Beckham thing. And then... Yeah, I think that's it, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, the Big Brother episode from last night, which had me stressing the fuck out.
Now, what can happen to Big Brother that can stress you out so bad? Are you rooting for someone that's, like, teetering on the edge or what?
It came down to the two people where I'm like, oh, fuck. And you have this one useless player who's just freaking, like, she's barely on episodes. Barely on episodes. Like, they'll pop her in there once in a while.
Mm.
I like her. I'm not saying anything against her. They just don't show her. I see her on the feeds, but they don't show her on TV.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And then you have the one person that blew the shit up this week, and I'm just like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Please let this freaking nobody win. And she did. It came down to, like, the minute. I was so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was clutching my fucking pearls. I, like,
fucking
I fucking started clapping.
That damn term.
I started fucking clapping last night.
I wish. I wish you were clapping last night.
I had Twitch
asshole.
Going. Like,
I was trying.
It was the whole thing.
Trying,
oh, God.
Fucking A, man. Jesus Christ.
Mm.
What else you watch? Anything else?
That's it. That's it, man.
So let me segue.
I don't do much with my time.
No, you really don't. Let me segue from what you were watching into something we watched together. And we finally sat down and watched Sons of Anarchy a few episodes together.
Mm-hmm.
And this show was really good. I actually enjoy it, man. How many episodes are we in right now? I don't even remember.
Four, man.
We're only four episodes in?
You need to, like, just... Stop with this Pretty Little Liars bullshit.
Little Catty Bitches is what I call them. Man. I love that show so much. It is such a good show, but I missed the first half of season three. And I don't know what the hell was going on, but I just wasn't really paying much attention to it. Came back to it near the end of season three now, getting into season four. And the people I really like and are rooting for are completely flipped from the way they were in the first couple seasons. So now I don't know who to root for anymore. The one person who was my favorite, what was her name again? Preston or
Spencer.
Something? Spencer. I knew it was something fucking preppy as hell. Well, so Spencer is like a zombie-looking chick now. What? What's that?
I have three fucking people in here coming at me.
Who's going at you now?
J-Hall. Like, this is like, I don't think we should do live shows anymore.
I was just giving him credit, too, about the Bears and Dick Buck is dying so the Bears can win. He sacrificed his life, so the Bears have to, like, Richard Dent's got to come out and kill himself now so they can win. You got to have Jim Harbaugh's got to fucking do it,
mm-hmm.
You know? all these fucking guys together. I mean, that's the only way. Fucking Galt. Bring Willie Galt back.
All right, so
what were you saying?
Pretty Little Liars.
Okay. You were making fun of my show.
I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, please, like, it's a good show, but can you please get back to Sons of Anarchy?
You want me done with it?
It's, well, the thing is, at least for me, because my memory is just freaking god-awful. But if I leave a show for a certain amount of time, I'm going to fucking forget. And we only watched 4 episodes. If we wait much longer, you're not going to remember what the fuck was going on. So we need to, like, this weekend, I think we need to get back to Sons of Anarchy and watch a few more episodes. Because this is, it's been Pretty Little Liars all fucking week. I'm over it.
Yeah, well, man, listen. You know what I'm thinking about here? I'm thinking about...
Nerd is watching Pretty Fucking Little Liars. There's something wrong in the fucking... I don't know what's... Vampire Diaries and Pretty Little Liars. I don't get it.
Oh, no. You're just...
I don't
really
understand.
Taking that knife and twisting it right now, aren't you?
I don't understand.
God damn it. You're taking that knife and twisting it. You know why it was... Because of my former BFF got me into all these old TV shows that were out decades ago. And it's like, you know... People saw this shit and it's been in their rearview mirror for years, but I'm just coming into it now, you know, because of her and the stuff that she got me into watching. So Pretty Little Liars was suggested and I got into that one. And then the bitch just said, fuck you. And now I'm still watching it.
Are you liking season 3 though?
I'm coming around to it. I am. I'm definitely coming around to it. So listen, the show's good. I do want to get on the Sons of Anarchy though, because from what I've seen so far, it's a pretty decent show. I don't really hate it too much. You were trying to get Sherry to watch that, weren't you?
No, she's the one that got me to watch it.
Who were you trying to get into that show?
My sister.
Your sister, and she refuses to watch it, right?
I have been trying and trying since I first started watching that. Mm-hmm. And then you compared it to Yellowstone, which I never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
But I had said one day, I'm like, look, that's what's his name from Yellowstone that created Yellowstone?
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah. I'm like, that's him right there. And, you're like, oh, I think that was like the episode 2 or something. Because we watched like 3 episodes together. And then the more you were watching, you're like, this is just like Yellowstone, but except no horses, it's bikes. Hmm. I'm like, I never thought about it that way, but it is.
Yeah, and I was pointing really at characters like, this character's like this one, this one's like this one. You're like, yep.
That's crazy. I never looked at it like that. So I tried to say that to my sister. She's like, I don't have time for that shit. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. So that's all I've been watching, though, really. I've been watching any movies. I've been watching those 2 shows kind of bouncing back and forth. I do have to get back to Sons of Anarchy, though, because my attention span is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And if something starts getting a couple, you know, like a day or two past, I just stop caring and I just don't give a shit anymore. And that's what's going to happen with Sons of Anarchy. Maybe we'll get into that tomorrow, because I do have to get at least the season 4 of Pretty Little Liars, because that one I'm really starting to, like, teeter off on a little bit. It's just,
it gets good.
It lost me.
Yeah.
This season. It really did lose me.
I know what else I watched. I watched all the the Final Destination movies. I watched them all.
Yeah, you're watching.
And for some reason, I thought there was 4, but there was 5.
I mean, I could have swore there were more than that. And you were supposed to get on your Saw movies, right? Because the new one came out or is coming out.
The new one is out, and it's on our website, but it's a cam version. And I know Saw is usually quite dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I really want to watch a cam version.
Yeah.
But there's 10 fucking movies, and that's going to take a long time for me to get through. I will rewatch them all, though, because I love Saw movies.
Mm.
Oh, my God. They're probably my favorite.
I mean, like, how many fucking times can you Saw, though? I mean, that's a thing. They've killed the main guy. He died, Jigsaw, and then he brought him back, didn't they, in the last one?
Yeah.
Kind of through memories or some shit? Or conscience?
Yeah, well, you can't have Saw without his voice.
I just don't understand, though.
You can't have Saw without him.
Why they killed him in the first place. It's like
I think they wanted to end it, and like it's just too damn popular. I don't know. I love fucking Saw movies.
Eventually,
man.
Things have to fucking end, man. Like, eventually, they have to fucking end. I just don't understand why they keep dragging the shit along. But I did want to get into something, though, because you brought it up there. You stuck the knife in it. You twisted it. You had to bring up the old TV shows that I was watching. So, listen, I have a very short attention span, like I said, with TV shows, and I have an even arguably shorter one with people. So I haven't talked to my BFF in a couple of days, right? So it was like the first day, I was like, oh shit, this sucks. Second day, oh, it sucks. Third day, I'm like, oh, fuck it. We got to find ourselves a new BFF. So I had to go out there, and I sent out...
This is ridiculous.
I sent out the distress call. I said, people, I'm fucking bored. I need a new BFF. And I had a nice little turnout here, and there was a bunch of contestants.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And I'm down to 3 finalists right now. all show great promise to be my new BFF.
Well, Ashley says she's your BFF.
Oh, well, of course. So, of course she's my BFF.
You got to stop cheating on people.
I need another one.
And stick to... No, you need to stick to one. Because here's the thing. They only last a little while.
That's true.
And then you scare people off.
Came so close. Almost a day would have been a fucking year.
You scare fucking people off. Yeah, I don't know.
Just being me. It's just me, so...
No, Sherry. She's saying she's the OG BFF. That never fucking happened.
You stole Sherry from me.
It never fucking happened.
I have the paperwork in the car. I have the paperwork. You stole her from me.
It never fucking happened. She would talk to you through Twitter to tell me something.
I had ownership first.
No, but she never talked to you. She would say, tell Nerdette this.
When you check the chip in her left titty, it is registered to me. She's mine, damn it.
You know, you all suck. That's what it is. Like, I'm tired of this crap.
So I had a thing here, and I was feeling these people out, and I was having conversations with them over the past few days. I don't think it's going to be a freaking quick decision here. I think it's going to take a while because each one shows promise, and I just wanted to introduce you guys to some of them. I'm going to use fake names to protect their identities because some of these
this
things
is
that
so
I hear
fucking
are
stupid.
Extremely, extremely interesting. So two of them actually have the same exact name, which is very confusing, okay? Like, in real life, they have the same name. So I'm going to call them both Jessica and Jessica for the sake of the, you know, topic here. So one Jessica owns a pawn shop with her family.
Why are they all the same name?
Well, they have the same name in real life. So for the sake of the story, I'm going to give them the same fake name. So they're going to be Jessica.
Well, that's just as confusing.
You're trying to make me explain something confusing to you while I'm fucking stoned and it's really making my head hurt.
Oh,
just fucking
God.
Listen. So anyway, the one owns a pawn shop. She's a really decent person so far. Really cool. Into Supernatural, which is a huge plus with me because it still kind of ties me back to my old BFF in some way that there's a supernatural connection here. So we can talk about that and share memes of Sam and Dean doing Sam and Dean
things. A show
things.
That ended 20 years ago.
It just ended a couple of months ago. What the fuck are you talking about? All 15 seasons aired in 1 month, okay? Damn it. So we got that connection, right? It's funny, the other Jessica also fucking likes Supernatural. So that's another thing. But the cool thing about this BFF is that she is a fucking... Now, listen, you guys are not going to believe this. An extreme left-winger.
Oh, God.
Like, seriously, left-wing. And we were talking this morning about politics.
So everyone needs to start taking bets.
How long this one's going to last.
How long this will last. Because you can't bring religion and politics into a friendship, a relationship, or nothing.
So, listen to this. She is a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, no...
So, of course, I had to feel this one out. I had to feel this one out, so I go, hey, Jessica, what's a Jehovah's Witness? Are these the ones that I have to fucking hide behind the window and tell them to get the fuck off my property? So, she also wanted me to say, because I told her I was going to bring this up on the show, she goes, since you're talking about left-leaning topics, if you want an indication of how left I am, I contributed to Bernie Sanders' campaign and AOC's.
Just to
give our listeners an idea. So, yes,
Dude,
we talked about the transgender stuff in Florida. And, my God, this is a fucking match made in heaven. I love every second of these conversations because she was trying to defend some of this stuff a little bit. And then I was coming back hard. I'm like, no, fuck that shit. There's
nothing. You're going to scare her off.
Good. This is good. No, we have a pact.
How come men don't come to you?
Because they don't like me. Because I bash them on the show a lot. I fucking say I hate men on this show. I fucking hate men, dude. I fucking hate them.
Oh, my God.
I can talk to you from a distance. But listen to this. Seriously fucking left-wing. Insanely left-wing. So this one is going to be very interesting. Bernie Sanders is a fucking piece of shit. And we had that conversation. And we were talking about the stuff in the schools, the BLM flags in the schools. And I'm like, you take God out of school, you put these flags in. And she goes, no, that's a good thing to have. The kids see the... It's great. I love that banter. And it's fun. And we are going to prove to the world...
No, this isn't going to last.
Left wing and right wing can get along because we have one major mutual thing, and that's
it's
marijuana.
Supernatural. Oh.
And Supernatural. So there you go.
This is... No, man.
Yeah. And there's one more who is a listener of the show. Reached out after we did the last podcast.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how I lost my BFF, right?
Yeah.
This one, I almost said a real name here. Her name is Hillary, for argument's sake here. A 24-year-old conservative. Oh. Her and her husband got together when they were 17 years old. They had the typical high school thing, and they got through high school. And you know, they had a kid young. His parents are super fucking religious, and they want them to have multiple kids. Kind of like how your dad was saying, you got to have a boy, you got to have a boy, keep making them.
Yeah.
They put her in that situation. She is also a veterinarian, so she does surgeries on animals, and that's really cool. And I asked what they do with the balls when they circumcise the animals, and she said that they throw them against the wall sometimes.
It's neuter.
And whatever the fuck, when they cut the balls off, I was like, what do you guys do with the balls?
When you circumcise.
Because I said I would never want to eat lunch if I worked there. I would never trust my lunch if I left it in the fridge, because you guys would be fucking throwing them in like meatballs and shit, you know?
Oh my God. Oh
spaghetti,
my God.
Fucking cat balls. But yeah, that was that. Really cool people, though, so far. But you can only have one true BFF, and of course, Ashley's my BFF, but I got to find a second one now. But I'll tell you what, one big thing here, man, is if my original BFF came back, you guys are all going to the curb, back to the line, back of the line here, people. But still, that's pretty much how my fucking week's been going. It's actually been really cool, man. I had a good time. Work's been going pretty good. I was really frustrated yesterday.
Yeah.
Really fucking, I was in a bad mood yesterday, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people how fucking...
All I kept thinking in my head is, like, you need to take more pills.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening? I don't know. We went to the grocery store. You were not having it. You were just, I don't know, you were just in a mood. And I'm like, why the fuck did we even come then? Like, it just made no fucking sense.
Mm.
So I basically tried to get in and out as quickly as possible. Yeah, I don't know.
I was fucking asshole-ish. And the thing is when we pulled up to the... Walmart. We were going into the Walmart, and we were trying to, like, get into, like, I don't know how to describe it, but you got, like, traffic on both sides, and you got this, like, big grass median to cross over to the traffic on both lanes. Now, this fucking guy was on his cell phone, and he was blocking the entire fucking thing. The windows rolled down on your side, and I'm trying to get past this motherfucker, so I have to kind of get up on the grass and just go by him and shit, because he's just sitting there not moving. This is the thing for me to do, is to scream at somebody out the window. But before I could even open my mouth, the words asshole were already being screamed by you.
Yes.
But the thing is if this guy would have turned his truck around, who would be the one fighting these motherfuckers?
You.
I know. You let me yell the fuck you, all right? At least if I'm going to have to fight somebody, let me get it out.
But he was sitting in a spot that wasn't meant for him.
Yeah.
And was blocking where our car was legally supposed to be able to go. You're in the wrong spot. What the hell are you doing while you're playing with your phone? Like, you get the fuck out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
That could have caused so many accidents, man. Like, I don't know. I was aggravated.
Yeah.
You were aggravated. I was aggravated. It was a fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like a domino effect. If one person's pissed off, then everyone, like, the mood completely changes. So I just started yelling out the window. It was not good.
Now, listen. Sherry's in the chat right now, right? But she wanted me to let you know something. And I just wanted to let you know that Sherry wanted me to let you know that she has an update for you about this neighbor. Remember we were talking about the neighbor with the offensive Halloween decoration?
Mm-hmm.
A neighbor took it down. And then that sumbitch came right back up, motherfucker, because they don't play that shit here in Cartersville, Georgia, where the family Halloween decorations are causing controversy there. Channel 2, and we're going to get to the asshole stories after this. I just wanted to update you because you love your decorations.
Well... Your BFF Ashley here wants the asshole stories.
All right, she will get the asshole stories.
She's already calling your ass out. She doesn't have time for this.
I ain't got time for this shit. Listen, some people are offended and say it looks like a black man. And this because this is the body hanging from a tree with a noose around its neck decoration. And they say it looks like a black guy because, I mean, shouldn't we be offended if anybody's hanging by a fucking noose? If anybody's hanging.
Well,
do you want to see a fucking white guy hanging by a noose?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
They did that to Beckham.
They
had, like, some fucking stupid, like...
Yeah, but he's white. Fuck him.
Doll up there wearing his freaking jersey hanging by a noose outside their window. Did you see the Halloween decorations? Mm-hmm. I don't know who did it. But they had, they used, like, a skeleton and then two skeleton dogs. Mm-hmm. And the skeleton had Vic from Michael Vick. And then the dogs were, like, tearing the jersey apart. I thought that was funny.
Oh, okay. No, I don't remember this at all. When the hell was this?
I saw it today.
Oh, shit.
On one of the websites I was on. I'm like, oh, well, good job with that one.
That's fucking stupid. Did you hear about the NASCAR guy with the noose? And there was another one recently, too. Another person said there was a noose in their fucking, like, locker room or some shit. And it was just like...
Really?
And it just happened to be rope laying there. It's like these motherfuckers are trying to, like, just imagine shit now. It's the problem with these people. Mm-hmm. They're fucking looking for this shit. All right, so before Ashley has a fucking conniption fit, let's get into some asshole stories. Are you ready to get into some asshole stories and be wrong on how many percent of them, Ashley? 85% of these?
Shut the fuck up.
Just gotta keep rubbing that shit in here, and I will rub it in until the day I die. Did you have anything else you wanted to add before we get into the asshole stories?
No, I'm good. I think I talked about all the crap I did.
Okay, so let's do it here. All right, man, there are some fucking gems in this one. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for transferring my assets to my daughter before my marriage? If you have to do that before you get married...
Why are you getting married?
Why the fuck? Like, I don't trust you, bitch. Let's get married. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I wouldn't even get married then.
I sound like Bill Maher right now. Why would you... Are you ready to do this? Now I'm getting fucking stoned right now. I can feel it creeping up on me. My eyeballs are shrinking. So I'm a 28-year-old female. I had my daughter when I was in college. She's 9 now. I am ashamed to admit I don't know who the dad is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was a drunken party mishap.
Oh, my God.
My parents disowned me, and sympathizing with my plight, my grandfather took me in. Oh, my fucking goodness. Now, this just... I don't know. Let's not judge this person too bad.
Did not judge.
Yeah. I mean, she maybe... I mean, she had her... She's 28 and... Kid's 9.
She has a kid, doesn't know who the dad is, and then she's about to get married, doesn't trust the dude she's about to marry, and transfers all her shit to her kid.
I don't know, man.
And then she's asking if she's an asshole. Already she's an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, there's something shady with her.
So, alright, here we go. Grandpa died 2 years ago, leaving his entire estate. He was kind of rich. I started dating my fiancé, Max, 35, around 4 years back. He has 2 kids, a male and female, 6 and 10. He has full-time custody of as well. Their mom married someone else and moved across the country. She pays child support but makes no effort to contact them or visit them. We have lived together for over a year now and everyone gets along pretty well. We stay at the house my grandfather left me and split all bills and expenses 50-50, but keep rest of the finances separate. He popped the question 2 months ago and I said yes. A few weeks ago we had a minor fight. My daughter's birthday is coming up and I wanted to gift her a pony.
She's a
fucking pony. I mean, these are some yuppies I got. She's been learning to ride for a few years now and really wants one. When I mentioned this to Max in a passing conversation, he got mad at me for wasting our money on stupid gifts like this. I told him I'm not taking anything out of our budget and just buying it out of my money. He then said I should buy his kids ponies too to make it fair.
Oh, this is not going to work.
What is this all about, man?
This is not going to work.
I said, sure, let's split the expense. He told me I should buy it myself since I am rich and it is my decision to buy my daughter a pony in the first place. That he is trying to make it equal for all kids in the household and don't have money to waste like this. Oh boy, he's getting fucking sassy. Listen, man. Why can't they just share one fucking pony? Seriously, why can't they all just ride one fucking pony? Do they each need one? I mean, like, what happened if she came home with a puppy? Would they all have to get puppies too? And you know, it's like this is the family puppy. Why can't they share the fucking thing?
Obviously, she has money somehow.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have shit, so he's scraping by.
Yeah.
I see why she transferred all her stuff. Like, obviously, this is a fucking problem. But I don't know why you're marrying this dude.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking.
This
piece
doesn't
of shit.
Sound like it's going to be healthy at all. You're already having fucking problems. Like, I don't understand. Like, first of all, a pony is ridiculous. But if you got the money. Fucking go for it. I wish I had freaking horses. I would be riding them all the time. But, like, this is causing an argument. This is going to be a freaking problem. Because she's every time she buys something, it's going to be a fucking problem.
Yeah. Well, she gives him a little bit of leeway here. She goes, I got his point. But I also felt that he would want me to make everything equal with his kids, too. I get that they will be my kids soon, and I should not treat them differently. But I also felt like my daughter should not have to split her generational wealth.
Well, And the thing is, it's her daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
So if the kids end up wanting one, like, share it for now. The kids end up wanting one, and you have the money to be able to afford these other kids' freaking ponies, then fine. But, like, this is the kid's birthday gift.
Yeah.
You can't go and get all the kids' freaking pony on her birthday. Like, this whole thing is weird. I don't like this. The whole situation, I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, so it's not my money, it's my grandfather's, and he loved her. He left it to me, believing I would pass it on to her. So I made a trust fund transferring 50% of his assets that I inherited into that. It has rules regarding reasons I can make withdrawal out of, like education and separate living allowance based on age, money for marriage, for house, and entire balance made available at 30. I set up another trust fund for myself, putting 30% of my assets into yearly allowance and then to dissolve 50, hoping to retire then. This bitch is a fucking smart bitch, man. I'm learning some shit right now.
Yeah, and I like the fact that the kid can't touch it until she's 30. Like, that's nice. Because you don't really grow up until you're, like, late 20s, early 30s. So that's... I like this whole situation. It's very smart.
She's a very smart woman, yeah. I did it so whatever income I earn, I will be able to make it equally split within kids. But inheritance will stay intact for my or my daughter's future without having to be split or used for my stepkids. My fiancé found out about this a couple days ago. Saw some related papers in my drawer. He was really mad at me for cutting him and his kids out.
Oh, he said, God.
Out of what?
I don't like this dude.
You fucking asshole, dude. It's a greedy fucking prick, man.
It sounds to me like he really was depending on her money.
He was. He married her for the money.
None of this sounds good. I don't know why she needs someone to tell her that.
He said if I was marrying him, we should be sharing all assets and finances. That it's not fair for me to keep 90% of my wealth just to myself and my kid when he's sharing all of his with us. Because he ain't bringing shit to the table. That's like fucking, who the fuck is Jeff Bezos' wife? Who the fuck is she? Some like Rosalind Sanchez, whatever. He's got some new chick, right? Jeff Bezos is worth fucking 100 trillion fucking billion dollars, whatever. I just made up a new number. Mm-hmm. So he's got all that money, and he marries this bitch, some random slut he found walking a catwalk somewhere in some third world country. And let's say she keeps doing that little model and shit, and she's bringing home $1,000 a week to his fucking $10 billion he's got. She's like, here, just put that with all your money. I'm contributing. You ain't doing shit. That's what this guy's essentially doing to her. He's got his little 9-to-5 job. He's probably fucking putting yogurt on his fucking racks at the Publix or some shit. Comes home with his little teensy-ass paycheck, and he's like, here, honey.
I don't like this guy.
He ain't worth shit. He's trying to fucking mooch off of her. I don't like him.
I understand once you get married, things should be 50-50, but that she had this money beforehand, and there was a stipulation that half of it had to go to the kid. Mm-hmm. You can't get mad at her because she did it. That's what was stated in the will or whatever. You can't... It's not your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I get when you marry someone, like... Everything comes together. The bills come together. Your, like, money comes together. Whatever. But, like, this is, like, he's... I feel like he just wants it all. Mm. I don't like it.
Yeah, he said that's because he has no money, and it's incredibly selfish of me not to share. So there you go.
Yeah.
So lock it away. That with this, my daughter will have a luxurious life while his kids have average lives, only since there is no way we can afford all that for them with our income only. I said generational wealth is separate and it should go to biological family. He called me an asshole for discriminating and depriving his kids of an equally good life. Am I an asshole?
I think multiple things.
Yeah.
It stinks because you do not want to treat your child differently than your stepchildren. That's fucked up. You can't do that. But she's buying the pony because it's a birthday thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of like just... Whatever with that. It's her birthday, so get whatever the fuck you want. I'm sure you're going to buy something expensive for these kids, too, on their birthday. Mm-hmm. The question is she an asshole for what? What was the actual asshole question?
For basically taking the money and putting it aside and not letting them touch it.
No, because that's what her grandfather's will asked.
Yeah.
So, no, she's not an asshole for that. She is an asshole. She goes and marries this dude because this dude, all he wants is the money.
Yeah, I would agree. She's not the asshole. You can't be.
He is after that fucking money because he has nothing. I understand. Well, you can't treat one kid differently than the other, but you're like, this is going too far. Like, this is way going too far. I don't like it. So, she's not an asshole, but she also is.
I don't think she's the asshole at all. There's no way. I mean, she already has...
to get the fuck out of here.
She already has that put out there. We're like, hey, if something happens to the house or something, I'm going to get some money out. It's just there as a buffer, but we're not going to go ahead and just fucking go willy-nilly and taking care of your kids, because fuck your kids. Seriously, that's... Fuck your couch, like that old Dave Chappelle skit. Fuck your couch, man. That's what you should be like. Fuck your kids, seriously.
I just want to stop you right there.
What's that?
Ashley's agreeing that I'm right.
You are right, and I'm with you. I said not the asshole.
That comment... Said that I'm wrong like 100% of the time.
She said 85%, so this is the 15% that you're right.
I'm just saying right now that, you know, she's agreeing in the chat that I'm actually right for once.
No, you're never right. Listen to this. All right, so I have another one here for you. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for accidentally insulting my girlfriend's vagina?
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off, dude.
This is a short one.
Stop it. Like, what is wrong with people?
You know, I feel like I should read this one like this, you know, like, you know.
So stupid.
You know.
My girlfriend of 4 months and I were showering together. I told her that she had an aesthetically pleasing vagina, a solid 9 out of 10. She told me that that was a backhanded compliment and asked whose vagina would get a 10 if hers didn't.
This is just such a stupid conversation. Who says that? But who says that? This is so fucking stupid.
I told her that nobody would. I just said that 9, 10 because she wouldn't believe me if I said 10 out of 10. She'd do that thing where she just said that that's not true because you're just being nice because you're my boyfriend kind of deal. My girlfriend is now upset. What can I say to make her feel better? Am I the asshole here
Nothing.
Or is she too
sensitive? You fucked up. Why are you saying stupid shit?
Well, man, he was trying to tell her she got a pretty kitty. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
9 out of 10. No, that's who you're screwing. That's who you're clapping.
Dude, that's it.
It's 10 out of 10 every fucking time. Well, maybe that's it. Why'd you even open your mouth?
Maybe she's like bald and he likes them like that 1970s style, that fucking full on.
Dude,
like,
didn't have to say anything.
Yeah.
He's an asshole.
I don't know, man. This is not the asshole.
He didn't have to fucking say anything. He brought it upon himself. Are you freaking kidding me? Mm. And then doesn't give her 10 out of 10. Your significant other is always fucking hot. They're the best person. The best sex you ever had. They are the best at everything, period. That's it.
Oh, God. I can't.
That's it.
I can't. He gave her a fucking... He gave her a compliment. He said it was a 9 out of 10.
Oh, screw
man.
The chat, man. Apparently I'm wrong.
Nobody's perfect. That's why I said... No, he should be like, honey, because no one's perfect. Look at me with my average... Whatever
the fuck
I don't know.
This is so stupid.
Listen, this is a tough one to grade. This is a tough one because you guys making a joke. Sure, you should tell her she's the best ever, but I don't fucking know. I don't think it was wrong. He gave her a nice compliment. She has a pretty kitty.
But who says that?
He should have submitted a picture so we can judge it for ourselves. Is it really a 9 out of 10?
That's disgusting.
Lady, if you're out there with a 9 out of 10, send an email to voicesofmiserypodcast@gmail.com of a picture, and I will score it on the next show, okay?
He's an asshole for even saying anything. Like, this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard. Complete asshole. Like, look at all these people. Not the asshole. Not that. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, goodness. Listen, I have another one here for you. This is a good one, all right? Am I the asshole?
So stupid.
This is good. Oh, my goodness. Who's in the chat? Hannah's in the chat. How are you doing, Hannah? She's the one that throws balls against the wall.
Huh?
Remember when I was telling the story about the person who had the vet balls and they were throwing them against the wall? And I was saying I would never bring my lunch around these people if I worked at that location and leave it in a fridge?
The one you called Jessica?
Yes, because I was trying to get fake names and then she comes in with the real one. So there you go. All right, listen. Let's get to this next one here. This is one of my favorites. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for wanting to choose our threesome partner?
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Like, who...
How can he be the asshole here? How can he be the asshole?
Did someone send these in? Is this Ashley's fault?
No, like, these are all mine. These are all mine right here. Let me read this back to you. Am I the asshole for wanting to choose our threesome partner? How can a person... be an asshole for wanting to have a say in something they're going to participate in. You're going to exchange
That's not
bodily
what they said.
Clothes with this person.
That's not what they said. They want to choose. You don't choose. You agree.
Well, I don't understand
why
that
do
means.
You get to choose? Then it's something you talk about. This is a threesome. This isn't just you and that person.
But what does that mean? You don't wait. What did you say? You don't choose. You agree.
You agree. It's something you discuss. You don't just be you just don't bring some random freaking person in here. No, like that. You're a couple. You agree. You talk it over. Okay. Like, well, what do you think about this person? Mm-hmm. And then you bring the person in. It's not just a
it's
one.
It's like a job interview.
Yeah. It's well, no. It's not just like okay, we're gonna have a threesome. I'm
like
choosing who the
you
fuck
sound
it
like
is.
You've done
like,
this
no.
before, motherfucker.
This is fucking. That's stupid. Already, I'm like
you're
asshole.
You're like a professional. I'm like, I'm trying to ask questions to figure it out. You got the
this
whole
is,
shit planned out.
Get the fuck out of here.
This bitch is about to plot a fucking folder and everything. Like to dust it off.
Is,
it's been a while.
You're a couple. You have to agree on it. This isn't you. Just you say. Get the hell out of here.
My God, listen, man. This is all right. So let's actually talk about it. Let's read the damn thing.
I already made my mind up.
For some context, in my previous relationship, my boyfriend and I had a period when we were engaging in threesomes.
8,
to be specific.
Well, damn.
This is how monkeypox spreads, man. You know, this is fucking crazy. With other girls. Okay, so this is a girl that's talking about it. Okay. All right, so that gives a better context. It's a guy and a girl, and she wants to know if yeah. All
you
right.
still have to you have to choose together. All right, all you can't right. just you can't be all you.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Yeah. J Hall goes fucking A, man. Here we go. We both wanted to do it with a girl. I really had no interest in doing it with a girl, as I was emotionally very attached to my boyfriend. Plus, I am bisexual. For whatever reason, I could picture myself having fun with a girl, but a different guy just gave me a weird feeling. I think if I was in a relationship with a girl, it would be vice versa. Anyway, that's beside the point. The only rule I had was that I choose the girl, which is pretty standard in a threesome culture.
That's some bullshit.
Apparently there's a culture.
I don't like it.
You want to know what this is? This is men with fragile fucking egos is what this is. I mean, that's what this is. I've noticed that's the way it is, man. If you've ever gone on like X videos or some shit, that's what the fuck you see on there. It's always that's
but if it's
is.
A threesome, you're all going at it, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
it's
to.
Just not
you're supposed to.
It's not one sided. So then you should both be able to agree on it, I would think.
Absolutely. That's why I said not the asshole immediately, just by off the title. You should have it saying it, but
yeah,
because
this
on
just,
this
just I think she's selfish. Like. Yeah. Why is it just your type?
Yeah. No, you know, the same thing with religion. How I talk about religion, and it's always slanted to bash the women. Yeah. And how men are always, like holier than thou. It's still to this way, even with the threesome. Even with something as sleazy as a fucking threesome. So, listen, the only rule I had was that I had to choose a girl, which is pretty standard in this culture. We really enjoyed our first time and kept having fun with it for almost a year with different girls. Everything was going smoothly until there was an episode where he really wanted to have a threesome with this one girl, but I did not like her at all. Can't even name a specific reason. It's just one of those cases where vibes just don't match between two people.
Because he really wanted to do it. That's why.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, you're not going to fool me. Mm-hmm. If your man really, really, really wants to go up and have a threesome with this one woman, mm-hmm. there's something going on.
Yeah.
Like, he likes her a little bit too much and yeah. looking forward to it a little bit too much. That's why she wants to be in control. That's what that is. You can't, like, if you're having threesomes and stuff, there can't be no feelings in there. And I feel like there's a reason why
he's
going after this
very
one.
Very specific with this yeah. one. No, I agree with you.
I would definitely put my foot down and be like, hell fucking no.
My boyfriend kept asking, begging, insisting, and implying something along the lines of, what's the big deal? Just do it one time with her. I kept refusing, and he started acting kind of childish and passive-aggressive. He wants her to, like, move in.
Yeah, no.
He wants her to be in the relationship, like, dating and serious. He likes her better than his girlfriend and just wants them.
So
like,
then just
cool.
See why. Why does it have to get to that point? Then just break up with
her.
Dude,
I don't
why
know what
it is. Why are
people
so stupid?
I don't get it.
I think it's our age.
It is our age.
Our age, we're in our 40s, we don't give a fuck anymore. Like, you know what? I'm done.
That's why I was...
I'm moving on at this point. Like, why are these people, like, just tagging along like, oh, like I don't understand.
It's like the wild, wild west of fucking out there now, man. They're just doing it to do it. They're changing their sex and saying they're fucking different animals and creatures and shit now. They identify with everything that fucking under the sun. They're doing some weird stuff out there, man. You know, I'm happy. And I was having this conversation. If something ever happened, if we ever broke up.
Yeah. You were having this conversation.
No, I was just thinking about this. Like, I would never know. What to do out there. I would be absolutely clueless. Like, if I became widowed or if you became widowed, like, I don't know what I would do.
I would
just
rather be alone with the kids.
Seriously.
Please don't touch me. No more. Absolutely not. I would just shelter myself here with the kids. I would order on fucking Amazon and Walmart.com. That would be fine. That's all I need. And I would be extremely happy.
I honestly wouldn't know what to do with myself. I would be completely clueless out there because there's all these different things. People buying apps and swiping up and down and shit and fucking up, down, left, right. It's like the fucking Contra Unlimited life code.
So, no.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's you can't trust people. They're all fucking scam artists and you don't know if you're fucking a guy or a girl by the end of the night anyway, man.
Well, at some point, I hope you find out.
Jesus. I found it extremely annoying, to be honest. Like, come on, dude. I literally agreed to have 8 threesomes with you in less than a year. If that does not give me a nomination for Girlfriend of the Year award, I don't know what does. I would say so. She's pretty awesome.
But it's... See, it's 8 in 1 year.
Yeah.
Like, I would think that... Like, I understand you're having fun, too.
Yeah. Is she, though? Or is she doing it to make him happy?
If you're not having fun, you wouldn't be doing it.
Maybe.
But after 8... Like, I mean, there's 8 in a year... Like, that's not a stable relationship at that point. Like,
yeah,
not
you created a monster.
I mean, I guess some people have open relationships. I'm just not... I don't understand it because I'm not that type of person. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No, he's a fucking piece of shit. This guy, because what happened was he got the taste of it and now he's obsessed.
Yeah, and he's dragging her along. Gonna stop.
She might want to like settle down and raise kids one day, and this motherfucker's gonna be trying to like, come on, let's keep doing
the
it.
The thing is, well, she's bi. She said that.
Yeah.
So she's enjoying it too, but at the same time, like,
yeah,
your man's there.
Yeah, ruining it.
And he's getting a taste of all this shit, man.
Yeah.
I don't. That ain't good either. Like, they're both getting a taste of something.
Well, I mean, she may be bi, but still, it's like maybe she wants a different dude in there. You know,
she said that she's not comfortable with that.
It's probably him. Of course it's him.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
I don't like this situation.
It's a fucking
mess.
This
is, no.
So yeah, we did not have any more threesomes after that. The whole vibe was kind of ruined. Yesterday, my best friend and I talked about many relationship-related subjects, and threesomes also came up. I remember this incident with my ex, and it made me think. I feel like I was completely reasonable to say no, but maybe I am missing something. Am I an asshole?
She's definitely not an asshole, mm-hmm. because he's got a thing for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was pushing hard, she said, so she's not an asshole. I don't know, man. She opened that door, and it's like, it's going to be hard to shut that shit, man. You did it 8 times in a year. But the thing is, he's zeroing in on one, and that's a fucking problem.
That's the problem, exactly. I think he's obsessed with that woman.
It needs to... He's got to be. It's your relationship. You have to agree on the person. You can't, like... He needs to get over it and move on to someone else. Mm-hmm. And they need to come... Like, it can't just be on her to choose. Like, they need to come to an agreement. I don't like... This is a fucked up situation.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots. Both of them are idiots. They need to just separate. This is a mess.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
This is such a mess.
Yeah. All right, let's check this one out here. Am I the asshole for threatening to dump my partner if he doesn't let me play my video games?
No. Let me play my video games.
I play around 2 hours every day, up to 4 if everything else is taken care of and my schedule is completely open.
I don't see a problem with that.
That's not a lot of time.
It's really not.
That's not a lot.
Okay, so before you get into the story, the only way that this would be a problem is if you're working 8, 9, 12 hours a day, right? Mm-hmm. Like a shift. Then you come home and you're playing 2 to 4 hours a day and you got kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have kids, I don't see a problem with this.
Even if you do have kids, I don't see a problem with it. As long as shit's taken care of, you have to take care of yourself too, man. You gotta unwind.
Yeah, I like video games.
What the fuck is the stigma with video games? Oh, they make you lazy. Like, no, motherfucker. People come home from, like, corporate jobs, and then what do? They turn their PlayStation 5 on, and they unwind with a beer, you know? That's what the fuck people do now.
Side note, it's a different world. We did pre-order the new Mario game, and I am fucking pumped to play that shit.
Very disappointed.
What?
Very disappointed that there's no online play in 2023 on a fucking premium system.
Oh, I know. How do you not have
online play?
Yeah.
It is so stupid. How Nintendo, this shit has been around since the fucking Sega. You could get the Sega Channel.
Yeah, I agree.
How do you not have it? The Switch is their newest system, even though it's like 50 years old. Yeah. The fucking Switch can get a Social Security check next year. I don't understand. How the hell they could not come up with the fucking multiplayer?
They have a new Mario voice actor? Do they really?
Me, Mario! Yeah.
Do they sound the same?
I don't know. I hope so.
I don't like when they do that.
He and the guy's still alive. Why did they replace him?
They've done that in DC Universe. Like, they've changed, like, Dr. Fate's voice and stuff. And, like, when it happens, I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, that's not... not what they sound like. Why did you change it? I am super excited to play that fucking game.
The game looks great. You can turn into an elephant and, like, break shit and spit water at things. And,
I can be who? Who's that character?
Nabbit and Yoshi. Yoshi's another person who can't take hits, and he can float and shit.
See, I need something to help me because I will die a million times. So I just need a character I can be where I'm safe, and I'm in like a little tiny bubble, and I can just fall off the face of the earth and still be okay.
No, that's going to be really cool. I can't wait to get that game. I think we pre-ordered it from Amazon. Oh, quick story on Amazon. We're sitting here screwing around the other night watching Sons of Anarchy, and This ad popped up on Credit Karma. I was checking the Credit Karma.
That's how much he pays attention to what he's watching. He's on his iPad.
I'm always doing stuff, man. Listen, I'm doing the BFF tournament to see who comes out on top. I'm doing all these other things here, trying to see who's going to be my new BFF. I'm trying to figure that out. There's all these things going on. And I was on the app, and I'm like, what's this? And I clicked on it, and they're like, oh, if you apply for this card, and we use Amazon a lot. I was looking at these rewards. They're fucking great rewards for as much as we use Amazon. And then it's like, oh, and you get a $150 gift card. So I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'm a sucker. Click the apply button. They give us this, like, thing. And they're like, all right, here, you can use this card immediately. Your physical one's going to come in the mail. And I'm like, get in here. We're going to order. So we're two kids in the bed. Our older daughter's like, what are you guys doing in there? Nothing. Shut the door. Every time we get money, it goes to them. So we're all excited to order shit.
I got my UGG boots.
Yeah.
I haven't had them since
New York. UGG for ugly boots.
I don't give a shit. Rank. I haven't had them since New York. Mm-hmm. And they are the most comfortable fucking boots ever. I wear them as slippers. Mm-hmm. I wear them 24/7. And then we moved down here. Mm-hmm. In a tiny ass piece of shit Ford Focus that fit nothing.
Nothing, dude.
So I had to leave all my good shit behind. Mm-hmm. I left everything behind. Mm-hmm. Except for fucking flip-flops.
Yeah.
So I finally ordered my boots back. And I am so freaking happy. And then the other thing we ordered was we pre-ordered the Mario game. And I'm pumped. Mm-hmm. I am so freaking excited to play that game.
Yeah.
But you can go to your asshole story.
I don't neglect my responsibilities nor my health. I even exercise around an hour a day. So they've already got us beat because I play for like twice as much as that. Mm-hmm. And I do less than an hour a day. The root of the problem is because I'm a very introverted person, and he associates it with the fact that I play video games. I don't know if maybe he thinks that if I stop playing, I'd become more open to social activities. I would not. But it's not like I live isolated either. In our days off, he wants to go out. I'm always, like, pretty open to it. But I simply don't have enough social batteries left in me and the same energy that he has, and it's hard for me to follow up sometimes. I am and always have been a big nerd and geek since I was a kid. And my favorite hobbies are still playing video games and watching animated series. My partner, 35, has very different tastes that are more conventional for someone his age, and I have absolutely nothing against that. But he, on the other hand, feels bothered by my hobbies because he thinks they're childish, and is constantly trying to get me into more conventional things, which has become kind of a nuisance already, despite how much I like him. To be clear, I have a job and apartment, and I pay for my bills. I'm a functional adult person that happens to enjoy things that most people think are meant for someone my age. Recently, we got into an argument about that, and I ended up telling him that I would sooner end our relationship than stop enjoying the things I like. Yeah. And I meant it.
Yeah, like, seriously.
I talk with a few friends about that, and some of them agree with him and think I should not spend so much time with things like video games. To be fair, I do spend a lot of time on them and sometimes even refuse invitations to social meetings to stay at home playing, since I'm an introverted person. So I'm not sure if I'm completely right or if I should think through this better. So am I the asshole for valuing my hobbies over my relationship and threatening to dump my partner if he doesn't accept them?
No.
I have really strong opinions on this, but go ahead.
I feel like this person needs to find a gamer.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with gaming. There isn't. Like, I don't... Like, there's just not. But if you are with someone that doesn't like it, I can see where that can be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how they unwind. And I get that. That's how I wake up in the morning. I wake up, I do my routine on the porch, I wake Samantha up for school, and then I sit down and I immediately turn that game on. Yeah. That's how I wake up. Like, I have a certain routine, that's what I do. If someone isn't, like, on the same level or has the same interest, I can see how that can be a problem.
Yeah.
This person isn't right for you then. That's all. You know how many gamers there are out there?
Yeah.
Like, this is just, I don't... Yeah, no. And you shouldn't have to change to be with someone either.
You shouldn't.
So, I don't think this person's an asshole.
See, you're talking about that stuff. The thing that really got me aggravated about this was the introversion part. Like, this person's introverted.
Right.
He knows that about you. Why are you trying to drag this person out of their comfort zone and bring them into your comfort zone? That's not how it works, man.
Yeah, no, you can't change someone like that.
I'm a fucking introvert. I don't like this shit. You're not going to force me out to some function because I'm miserable, and I'm not going to try to make you happy by doing what you want me to do. It ain't going to happen.
Well, J-Hall's available, so he's open for business. If this person's listening, they can hit J-Hall up.
J-Hall loves to play video games, man. He's good at them.
Better than me at these fucking games.
And he's got a damn cat for some reason.
Because a cat is awesome.
I know a good vet. Just watch those balls. Ask for the balls back.
Oh my god!
They're gonna end up in their fucking tea.
I don't know, man. I just yeah. it's an introverted person. Like, yeah. I just, like, you can't expect them to be all, like, how do they get together? Mm-hmm. If this is an outgoing person, like, they like to do things outside and do all this stuff, like, how are they even together? Like, this isn't going to last. So just cut it off now. Mm-hmm. It'll suck for, like, what, a month? You'll get over it. Go back to your video games. You'll be fine.
Dude, I have no idea. Seriously.
Yeah, no, because this wouldn't work for me.
I have no idea. How do you get with someone that doesn't like what you do? You know, like, this is a part of your identity. I don't care. Like, if you took up knitting and you were knitting for 4 hours a day, I would make fun of you relentlessly, but I would encourage you to keep doing it because I like socks and I go through them quickly. Hint, hint. There's someone out there. Hint, hint. The thicker, the better, and fluffier.
Oh, my God.
I can never find them.
Oh, my God.
I could never fucking find these socks, dude.
I don't know, man. I just, like, seriously, some of these people in these relationships, like, I really don't know why they go online and ask if they're the asshole. Like, something, if you have to go online and ask if you're an asshole in a relationship, you already know. Mm-hmm. Like, just get the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
It's not working. It's time to move on.
I agree.
You know, find someone on a gamer site or something. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of, I guarantee this person's playing online games.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, man. I just, like, no. No, not the asshole.
Well, that's the thing. These introverts, they get along better with people in the gaming community because you're around your own kind, and that's the thing. Being an introvert doesn't necessarily mean you hate being around the majority of people. It's just you just like being around your own kind of people, you know? And you don't get that choice in society, and there's not many people like you because introverts are extremely unique people. I consider myself very unique. I only like being around unique people like me, and it's not many people out there like me, so...
There's luckily, three.
Luckily.
There's literally three, and they're all in this house.
Yeah, luckily. Am I the
and
asshole?
Half the time, it isn't like that. So.
it's a fucking pitiful life.
Oh, God.
Here's one for you. Am I the asshole for turning down sex from my wife?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Who is this dude?
This guy.
Who is this guy?
A man in need of help.
No. Good for him. And who is this woman?
There are edits galore on this one.
Oh, my God.
People took this man to task.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
The thing is if you don't do it, man, someone else will. That is why I'm constantly like, listen, I have to get the clapping out.
But what? Why? Why do I have to suffer though?
Because if someone, because listen, it has to happen.
So why me?
Because the thing is, if I'm handling business, all right, you may stray. Is what I'm trying to say.
I ain't going nowhere. There's nowhere I'm going. I am right here. You're not getting rid of me. I told you that day one.
I fucking tried so many fucking times, man.
I don't know why you still don't understand that.
You must be like a cat where you like leave a scent around the neighborhood and you can just find your way back home because I've fucking driven like 20 miles away. Hey, honey, why don't you get me a can of soda? You go in the store, the car's gone. You find your way home anyway.
I do.
Every fucking time.
That's what I do,
man. I just keep going further and further out. You still find your way home.
Oh, God.
So for the past 4 years, I've been in a sexless marriage in my 30s. Oh, welcome to the club, kid. Maybe 2 to 4 times per year. Wow, that much. This guy's a fucking stud. My oh, shit, you're losing me. My wife attributes it to her antidepressants and medicinal marijuana that kills her sex drive. No, it doesn't, you lying-ass bitch, man, because I'm on this shit all the time, and it fucking does nothing but help.
But wait. Yeah. What are they on?
Well, oh, wait, she's got antidepressants,
thank
too. Why is she doing both?
See?
Yeah, all right, yeah, you got me to rewind there for a second. All I saw was medical marijuana.
Exactly, but the medication's doing it.
That's what's doing it. It's the medication, yeah. It's definitely the medication, because marijuana ain't doing it. But I'll tell you what, when I was on medication, because I was diagnosed with a bunch of shit years back, and they were like, here, take a handful of fucking pills, because that's what we do. And I remember there was so much weird shit, and they were trying to get me to take it, and I just didn't do it. But I did it for like maybe a month, I think. It wasn't like a month before I got rid of them. I poured them all out. And I never went back to that fucking doctor. Yeah. It made me feel weird. And I could never finish. I'm not going to get graphic or anything, but you just couldn't finish with this stuff. It would just go on and on. And I was like, what's wrong with me? I thought there was something wrong with me. So it can affect you. It really does. So, yeah, you stay the fuck away from that shit. But anyway, I've tried to be supportive as possible, but with no resolution in sight, it's causing me to become increasingly emotionally detached, which upsets her. So this guy only gets laid 2 to 4 times a year, and he's turning sex down. He has to be the asshole automatically, because she's finally
giving it to you. No, that's nice. Like, what, two times a year, man?
Honey, it's time to set the clocks back. You know what that means.
That's fucking amazing. I'm like, oh, fuck, we're about 6 months in. Here we fucking go. I'm going to get called to the bedroom.
What are the chances that, like, her period hits the fucking week that they planned it out, and it's like, what the fuck, dude? It's like, we can't reschedule it because this bitch is on such a tight calendar.
Two times a year sounds like, that's like heaven.
Fucking paradise for you. So anyway, this upsets her. I tried explaining that the lack of intimacy for so long is the root, but she gets defensive and says it's not her fault. She has no desire anymore. So I live my life frustrated and take it whenever I can, as infrequent as it may be.
What?
This guy's pathetic, man. This guy's got to be getting it from somewhere else, man. Otherwise, he's the most pitiful fucking man I've ever heard of in my life. So I live my life frustrated and take it whenever I can. He's going to be like that dude from Sons of Anarchy. The fucking
Chucky.
He's going to be like Chucky just sitting there talking to someone masturbating.
I fucking love Chucky,
dude,
man.
Dude, he kills me, man.
I love Chucky.
Me, dude. Every time he's on the screen, I just giggle like a little girl because he's just sitting there masturbating.
And the thing is, when he comes on the screen and like he just casually starts doing it,
yeah.
And he's around people that don't know, the look that they give him, they're like, what the fuck is he doing?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That episode, I had like tears. I was cracking
up.
Dude,
you heard me the other night fucking dying. I have a high sex drive and fantasize about cheating, and I know I will never act on it. One of the few events that turns her on is weddings. Weddings turn her on? Then I'd be fucking watching wedding videos all day long. Isn't there like a Hallmark channel for that shit?
Yeah.
She likes to sneak it off. She likes to sneak off in the middle of the night in a secluded area for a quickie. Lately, it's the only time I can rely on getting any. Well, we're attending one this weekend. So she gets off on going to weddings and clapping out, not watching them. So she has to be a part of it. That's how she does it. She like says, come on, let's go sneak off somewhere. That's fucking stupid. I've been turned down so frequently for so long and harboring so much resentment as of late that I refuse her advances.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm done.
I already know.
I don't understand why any of these people are together.
I don't know. Well, let me finish. There's only one more sentence. I already know it will be a huge blow to her self-esteem, but I'm over having it be on her terms only. Am I an asshole?
Why are you together?
They have sex very infrequently.
That sounds like the perfect person for me. But...
you can fucking have her. You can have this bitch. Email me after the show. I will send a fucking bag and
I'm
I will give you $1,000 for cigarettes.
This is like...
Cover for about a month.
What's that? Is like multiple relationships that are just like, I don't understand what's happening. Why are any of you together?
Why the fuck are we
together? Why are you going to a website to ask? Like, dude, just leave, man. Like, I don't understand.
Here we go. Thank you all for the great advice. Lots of terrible advice as well. If she initiates over the weekend, I've decided to agree. Having a quickie in the backseat of a car isn't my ideal experience, but as I said,
shut the fuck up and
just
take it.
I have a high sex drive, so I'll take it as it is. I think part of the resentment comes from the idea that I know this is a fetish for her and I'm expected to satisfy that need without having my own needs met at home. So you know how like most guys would put like R&B music on or something like Boys to Men to get the girl in the mood or Josie? All he has to play is...
That's
like,
don't
dan,
work.
Dan, 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 play that fucking wedding music.
Yeah. No.
And then fucking throw confetti at the bitch and get her in the mood because she seems to get off at weddings. Role play, like have her be the fucking bride, you be the groom.
Yeah, no. Fuck this. Fuck this. There ain't nothing that's going to get
me
in the mood.
Maybe they can use this to their advantage, though.
I don't know.
Maybe this isn't like a wedding thing. Like, maybe they can make fun for that. You know, like, maybe they say, hey, honey, let's go out to the movies. And then they go fucking bang a movie theater. Or, like,
yeah,
they do it in an elevator or something. They can spice up their life.
I feel like she needs to do it, like, in a public area, right?
That's what her thing is. That's her thing. You know, you can't kick
so
her
for that. So go to, the mall bathroom or something. Like,
a beach?
Yeah, there's got to be a place that you
park.
Can... Like,
no, don't do it at a park. Kids play at parks.
No, just, like, there's got to be a place where you can bring her.
I don't know. There's got to be some place you could just fucking...
Like, if you want it, and obviously she needs it, like out there.
How about this?
Where it's a little bit risque.
Yeah.
Then figure it out. Like, why are you so dumb that you can't figure this out? So if you, you want can people both get to watch you
so bad, why don't you put a fucking camera in
front
of your
bed? She's a fucking weirdo.
Turn that computer on and make some money doing this shit on OnlyFans, because that way you'll at least make money and people still see it and you're
That's
not in
true.
Public. You're not in public. People are paying to see it because they're going there with the intention of seeing it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, like, I mean, come on. He can figure this shit out. Like, obviously, there's something that, you know, just look into it instead of just being so freaking... Why are men so stupid?
I don't know, but fuck this guy. I'm not going to read the rest of his edits because he's an asshole, dude.
No,
you only get it 3 times a year. She wants to do it. At least
he gets it twice a year. That's nice.
I mean...
Please let that happen to me. It's like 5 times a fucking week. Are you fucking kidding me?
You're fucking begging for this now. You're like, Jesus Christ. You're like all dreaming about it now.
2 times a year. This fucker. Oh my God. No, just like use your head. Just figure it out, man.
Am I the asshole for telling the woman that I nanny for that her husband is cheating on her? This is a tough one. What would you do in this situation?
That the nanny is cheating on who?
The woman. So, am I the asshole for telling the woman that I nanny for that her husband's cheating on her?
Oh, the nanny.
Yeah, no. So like that's like us having a babysitter.
Bitch, you better tell me.
That's like us having a babysitter, her catching me with like
someone. Yeah, you
someone,
better tell me.
And then you coming home and be like, oh, how are the kids? And she's looking at you like, and I'm looking at her like, you fucking bitch, don't say shit.
You're supposed to be taking care of my kids. I'm supposed to trust you. You better tell me. That's a fucking problem.
But this is a steady paycheck for the nanny. Should she open her mouth?
I don't give a fuck. I will hire you because you told me. I'll take care of it.
But how? Without 2 paychecks in the house, how can she afford
to
pay someone?
I will figure something out.
This bitch is snitching on herself at this point because she's going to lose her job. That's like saying, you know, hey, I saw the owner stealing. It's not going to hurt the owner. It's going to hurt you because you're going to get fired because he don't give a fuck about you. You know?
Yeah, but no. No, dude. You say something.
I don't know, man. I'm really thinking that this person would be the asshole for saying something.
Oh,
well,
God.
Let's listen.
So that's because you're a man. That's because
you're... No, I'm thinking about this poor girl who's the nanny. This is a job for her, man. I'm sorry, but if we had a situation, and then this happened here, and the nanny split up here, how the fuck would you be able to pay this chick?
They're able to afford a nanny.
Yeah.
Which makes me assume they need a nanny because both of them work.
Yeah.
Neither one of them are home. So I would think the wife would be able to still take care of the nanny because they hired a nanny for a reason because they're not home. Yeah. So she's got to be working.
Mm.
Unless she's just out shopping all fucking day while the husband's working and cheating.
Yeah. I don't know, man. So let's see here. I was trying to find my place. I fucking hit the damn screen. Here we go. I'm a 23-year-old female and I've been a nanny for this wonderful family for 3 years now. The family consists of mom, I'll call her A, who also sent me another fucking letter the other day, that little bitch.
You're so stupid.
She needs to leave me alone, goddammit. Stop making fun of me.
Oh my God.
They have a new one now on that show.
I know.
G or some shit. G. Listen, because of the girl who was A, it was named Gina or something.
I'm not spoiling shit from that show.
Oh, I fucking love it. These little catty girls. I can't wait to watch him again. All right. I'll call him B, and their one child, I'll call her C. I started when C was a month old, and at this point, they all feel like part of my family now, too. I decided to stick with them, even after graduating from college, instead of immediately pursuing a teaching career, because I just love C so much. On top of that, they pay me really well. Last weekend, I was out with my boyfriend getting dinner. To my surprise, I saw B at the restaurant as well, with a woman who was certainly not A. I tried to assume the best, thinking maybe it was a relative of his or something, but then he leaned over and kissed this woman. I was shocked and just told my boyfriend we should go somewhere else, and I pulled him out of there quick, because I did not want B to see me. This is juicy, man.
I would have made sure I was seen.
Would you really?
Yeah.
But, hey, B, how you doing? And he'd be like, oh, I'll pay for your meal.
Yeah, like, okay.
No, bitch, that you don't do that, because you don't know, man. Listen.
Oh, so what? I'm going to end up dead.
Let me just throw this fucking pothead scenario at you, man. Listen.
Oh, God.
They have enough money to have a nanny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money on the line in a divorce. This guy might go to certain lengths to protect his family.
Rent a hitman and your little buddies.
We know a guy. Guido listens to the show, man. I would love for him to come in the damn chat, but he's too old. He does not operate a computer anymore. But listen, man. Just think of it this way, okay? this guy might do something. There's a lot of money on the line here, is all I'm saying. This happened Saturday of last week. I thought things through that night and over Sunday, and I really didn't know what to do. A is expecting another child with B. You see, you can't say anything.
No.
And I tried putting myself in her shoes. I decided that if it were me, I'd want to know that my husband was seeing another woman. So I told her on Monday morning, oh, you fucking bitch. Dude, she just fucked up, man. You fucked up here. B is never the one home in the morning when I show up. It's always A. I walked in, took a deep breath, and just explained what I had seen. What would have happened if this woman wouldn't have believed her? You think you should have, like, taken a picture or, like, a video or some shit?
Oh, yeah, you need proof. Otherwise, I'm not going to believe you.
Man, this is fucking wild. You know what she should have done? Taken a picture and then fucking, like, sent an anonymous picture of it to the house. That would have been smart.
Yeah.
You fucking wash your hands, your conscience is clear, your fucking name is clear, and you're good to go. See, that's fucking smart. I was hoping maybe she told me that their relationship was open, or they were already separating. But unfortunately, that's not what happened. She immediately got tears in her eyes and was shaking her head in disbelief. And she kept asking me if I was sure that I'd seen him. I told her yes, and she left to work still crying. Yeah, you sent her to work upset, man. You see. And you don't even have, like, cold concrete proof. All he has to do is deny it vehemently, and it's his word versus hers. Eventually, she's going to probably choose a husband, and your ass is without a job, and you fucking look like a piece of shit. And when she got home later, she seemed pretty emotionless and was quite cold with me. I got a text later on that evening saying that her and C were going to stay with her parents for a week or two, and that she wouldn't be needing me to nanny her until she got back. I hadn't received any further communication from her. I thought that I was right for telling her, but my mom and a few of my friends told me that I was wrong for sticking my nose in their business.
Yeah.
My mom even said I'd probably end up losing my job now, just like the nerd said.
I could see that. Like, it's not your chili, so you can't, like, you can't, I don't know, man. I would want to know, but I would also need proof, or I'm not going to believe you.
Yeah.
This is shitty. This is fucking shitty, which is why I would have, like, deliberately walked past his table or something so he knew that I saw him and I know.
Yeah.
This is why I would have made myself known.
Mm-hmm.
To avoid this shit. Like, motherfucker, I see you, and you're putting me in this position now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is awful. I don't think she's an asshole because I would want to know, but it's also not her business. At the same time, it's not her business, so I don't know. But as like a wife, I would want to freaking know. Like you're.
How about the way she closed it out? She goes, "Now I feel like an asshole who blew up a marriage and stressed a pregnant woman out. So am I the asshole?"
But that's not her fault.
Yeah,
he's fucking around.
Listen.
I don't know. This is a mess. This is very sticky.
Very sticky. I think she should have did what I was saying she should have done. Like, just fucking anonymous letter.
Who thinks that in the picture. Moment, though? Who in the moment when you're seeing it happen, who thinks that?
She sat on it for a while, though. She sat on it for a while. She sat on it over the weekend. She thought about it. She had a couple of days, she said.
Yeah. But who think, like, when she saw him, she didn't think to take a picture.
Yeah.
She was just like, we got to get out of here. Yeah. So I'm not seen. Like, she should have been seen.
Okay. I don't know. I am definitely an asshole on this one. 100%.
Oh, but I would want to know. I would want to fucking know.
I would want to know, too.
Like, bitch, you're taking care of my kids. I need to trust you. Like, if, like, something's wrong, like, I need to know. I need to be able to trust your ass.
She made two mistakes here. She just came to her with no proof was number one.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And the other mistake was that she should have done it anonymously. She should have just fucking taken proof. So she had no proof at all, which was the number one thing. She had no proof. You got to be able to prove this shit. Because if someone comes up to me randomly in the street and be like, hey, nerd, while you were fucking, you know, high the other day, which you're always fucking high, can I, you know, get some binoid.com or use your code nerd to get 10% off all orders? I had to do the commercial.
We already have a commercial.
I had to do the commercial. But no, but seriously, I would want to see something because I wouldn't want to believe it, you know? You would have to show me something, and that's what I would think this woman's reaction would have been. But she believed her, and she ruined that family, so she's a fucking asshole.
She didn't ruin the family, though. The husband did for stepping out on her.
I don't know.
You got a pregnant woman at home, a baby at home.
Yeah.
And you're screwing around, and you got caught.
Yeah. It's his fault.
It's his fault.
But is it her place?
It's not, but I need to, I don't know. I would want to fucking know. Like, I don't know. This sucks.
Yeah.
I would seriously want to know. And if I found out later on that you knew 6 months ago or some bullshit and you didn't tell me and you've been in my house this whole time conversating with me over coffee in the morning when you show up, like, that's a fucking problem.
Yeah.
I will never be able to trust you. Especially around my kids. So, like, I...
Around the kids? What the fuck are you going to do to the kids?
Like, no, because like, you're you just, head? Like, no, I just, I would lose all trust. Like, I, like, you get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I would never, like, that, I think that would be worse.
Yeah. You think so?
I think it's because I'm female, though. Like, I would just think that would be worse for me if I found out later on that you knew and you did not tell me.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
What is Sherry saying there in the chat? With a wife that believes her, though, yeah, that's what I was saying. Well, yeah, I don't think because a woman's natural instinct would be like, no, it's not, no, not my husband. Who the fuck are you, you little bitch? We pay you, we trusted you, and then you come into my house, you accuse my husband of this.
No, I agree. She needed, and then you get that soap opera
slap across the face.
She definitely needed proof. Like, God, take everyone video stuff.
Yeah, exactly, bitch. You would have if some guy would have punched another guy in the face. Your phone would have been out so quick. If an old man would have got hit by a car, yeah. You would have pulled your phone out so fast, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, oh my God, I don't know what to say.
To swallow a fucking Tide Pod, you would have pulled your camera out.
I'm like seriously in the middle because she's, it's not her business, but at the same time, on the other side of it, I would be so mad if she didn't tell me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's the asshole or not.
I would have to
say. I don't know what to say. I am undecided on this one.
Mm.
It's not her business, but I would be pissed.
Asshole. Absolutely an asshole. I don't
know, man.
Absolutely an asshole.
I don't know. I don't, like, man. Someone better fucking tell me. So, I can't find out some other freaking way. Like, 6 months down the road, like, they're seen in a grocery store together. Yeah. And, like, a fucking neighbor tells me. A neighbor who I don't even freaking ever talk to. Oh, I saw your husband the other day getting pears in the freaking produce section with some bitch. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. And I'm, you know, no. No, she's not the asshole.
Here we go. I got another one here for you. Am I the asshole for telling my daughter-in-law she's a slob?
Y'all are so wrong, though. What? No, that's your BFF.
We got another y'all. We got another y'all in the house.
All right, one more.
I'm glad I get some backup for once.
This what happened is some
to
Jay bullshit.
Hall? Jay Hall said he had to leave. Yeah, he had to leave. He had to go play some video games. He had to go find his new girlfriend. He's got a new girlfriend. He's got to go hang out with that video game playing chick. Wait, where was I? Okay, so my daughter-in-law and her six-month-old baby stay with me. I don't want to get into what happened with my son, but he can't be in the picture as of now. It's only them two. I have noticed that my daughter-in-law is horrible, like cleaning up after herself and the baby. She often has dirty diapers, bibs, and clothes just laying out in the open.
Pause. You know what this is, right? She can't get into it. Her son is in jail.
Yeah.
That's what this... So, already, this is a scumbag fucking family right here. That has got the daughter-in-law in here and fucking making a fucking mess.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what it is. She can't get into it right now, but the son's not around. But the daughter-in-law is in there.
I didn't catch that at first. Now I'm like, you know what? He's in jail. You're right, he's in jail. She often has noticed that my daughter-in-law is horrible at cleaning up after herself and the baby. She often has dirty diapers, bibs, and clothes just laying out in the open.
No. Dirty diapers, dude?
Yeah. I mean, to lay down with a son who she can't talk about because he's incarcerated.
Yeah.
You gotta figure, this is not a proper woman. Yeah. She's not clean. You know what she looks like. She's gonna be on your fucking next reality show.
Oh, God, and I can't wait.
She leaves dirty bottles in the sink and the baby's high chair with leftover food on it.
No. Come on. Like, the bottles in the sink, I get.
Yeah.
If they're soaking. I mean, we've had kids, so yeah. I get that. But nasty-ass food that had been left on a high chair tray.
Yeah.
And nasty, dirty diapers laying around.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that.
She leaves dirty dishes in the sink and the baby's high chair with food on it. Over and over again, I've gently reminded her to take care of these things, and it seems like nothing I say sticks. Mm. It will be good for a while, but then start happening again. I'm tired of living in these conditions in my own home, and I don't think it's good to raise a baby in an unclean environment or develop these habits either. I'm not her maid. I help out with the baby as much as I can, and I don't charge her rent. So I finally put my foot down and said that if she doesn't stop being a slob, we're going to have to find different arrangements. I wouldn't actually kick them out. This was just more of a tactic to get her to start cleaning up after herself. She said that she's trying her best, but she's tough on her being a newly single mom for the first time, and she misses my son and has depression as she's not being diagnosed because of it. Am I an asshole? Should I be more patient and understanding with her?
No.
Oh, okay. There's an edit that clears up something that you said here, and I feel like it's important before I get your comment.
So he's not in jail?
Yeah, the son is not in jail or prison.
Okay, so then why can't she just say that?
He's not an addict and he's not a deadbeat, so...
What the fuck is he then?
Maybe he's in the military.
But why wouldn't you be proud? Wouldn't you be proud to say that?
Maybe he's in, like, some kind of government job where you can't talk about it or some shit.
So say he's got a... You could say a government job.
Yeah.
And not name him.
Yeah.
That's shady as hell.
Yeah, she was just basically defending herself, saying, like, I literally said I don't want to disclose it, but yet I see all kinds of assumptions being made about my son. I even saw a comment saying he's a pedophile who got an underage girl pregnant, which is crazy.
Okay, well, that's jumping the gun.
Oh, that was a good one.
It is, but that's...
Because they were guessing that maybe her daughter was underage or something. Maybe, or, yeah, there you go.
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking for a second, too.
Because if your son's not around, but you're not willing to say why. If he was in the hospital and sick, you would say it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he can't help out because he's sick and he's in the hospital. In the military, I'm sorry, I would be proud as fuck. He's in the military, he's deployed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Working high up in, like, the government or something, just say he's got a good job.
Yeah.
She's literally giving nothing, which tells me that he's fucking some scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't even want to talk about, which is in jail. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. I still don't think she's an asshole, though. Because this woman is in your house and she's making it a fucking wreck.
Yeah. Well,
not respecting you at all. Like, I wouldn't want dirty diapers just laying around, like, on coffee tables and shit. Like, that's disgusting. Pick up after yourself.
You know what my whole thing about this is like, if that's a family member and there's a kid involved, you should have a right to say something. Like, hey, you know, can you take care of this baby better? If we're grandparents one day...
I don't know if I would say that.
But, like, if we're grandparents one day and we see some weird shit going down, you're going to want to say something. And hopefully we did a good enough job as parents that won't happen. And I think we did a great job. And I know
we'll find out.
We've got great kids.
We'll find out soon enough.
We got great kids.
With the stupid school baby.
Oh, that's right. We got the babies coming home Thursday. We got Cherry's going to babysit.
But anyways, I think that because she was nice enough to open her house... And that's another thing. Why you open your house to this daughter-in-law and this kid?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this son? This is shady, man.
Extremely.
This is shady. Because he's not homeless. There's no way he's homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because obviously if you're letting the daughter-in-law and the kid in, you would let your son in.
Yeah.
So where the hell is he that you, like, is so secretive?
I don't know, man. There's something really fucked up going on there, though.
Yeah, I don't trust this at all. But, like, they're staying in her house. Like, she has the right to say, like, look, I don't want my house being like this. Like, we have to be better. You can't stay here. I don't have a problem with that. It sucks that there's a baby involved. But, like, I wouldn't want my house turned to shit either. And smelling and diapers smell, man. Yeah. Diapers smell. And you can get the stupid diaper genie. It still smells, man. They stink. Oh.
Uh-huh.
They're just gross. Like, get them the fuck out of the house. You don't leave them just laying around.
Yeah.
And then old food on the high chair. No. Ew.
Can't be the asshole here. Not the asshole.
Yeah, no.
Definitely not.
The kid is in jail, though. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, he's in jail. She's like, he's backtracking, but there's nowhere else he could be.
I mean...
There is nowhere else he could be. Prisoner of war? Like, where is he?
Yeah, you're being really secretive, lady, and there's no good reason unless he's...
No.
Some kind of secret service agent or something. Or maybe like a government official. Who knows?
But you would at least say, well, he's got a good job that he has to go away from home. He has to be away from home. You would... Okay, that's not implying anything. That's just... Like,
maybe he's a fucking transgender or some shit. Maybe that's what it is.
It's weird. He's in jail.
He's in jail. What the fuck? Maybe.
All right, one more. This is my last one.
I was just gonna say. This is your favorite one of the show, and I just have no idea why you love this one so much. But
yeah,
we're gonna get into it here. And you know what sucks?
What? Is that we started with the live show 2 weeks ago. We're like, we're going to do this every week. We had the little setback next week, or last week rather. We're going to be back live next week, right? We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep the ball rolling here.
Yes, Jerry says he was taken by aliens. The guy from the Last Asshole Store.
Jesus.
Although, I will say this. Can we just pause for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said something really interesting to me in the car this week I seriously never thought about.
Yeah.
All this talk about aliens, right? The last few months, like all this shit's been coming out. And I've said on here that I don't believe we're the only things out there.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not.
And like, because that's just stupid and that's impossible. Like, how are we the only thing breathing? But you said something that I never, ever thought of because no one has ever brought it up. Like,
never hear it anywhere
any
else.
Any documentary on any news thing. No. So you could talk about it. Yes.
So the thing is like, if we ever went to Mars, if we went to Jupiter, Uranus, I don't know. You can go to any of these fucking planets, right? What would happen to us? Without a spacesuit, what would happen to us?
We would die.
We would fucking die because we can't survive outside of our ecosystem. This is where we were meant to be.
Right.
Why do people have this fucking preconceived notion about fucking aliens being these super hyper intelligent, super fucking strength, big heads and shit, super fucking strong things?
They can just get off a ship and just start walking around.
And just breathe. Our atmosphere would tear them a new fucking asshole. Like, they would get off and turn to ash, I'm sure. Why do they think that aliens can just do whatever the fuck they want, but we're these little pieces of shit ants on Earth?
They can't do anything.
They can't do. We're so pitiful.
Yeah, see, I never thought about that. Like, I did, because they talk about that all the time. We can't survive on Mars. We can't, we have to do this and that first.
Like, you know what? An alien can come here with the coolest laser gun ever, and you know what? What if we threw a cup of water on these motherfuckers and they exploded because they can't handle that touching them, you know? You gotta think about these things.
I just thought that was interesting the other
day. Aliens live amongst us. How the fuck are they living, man?
Yeah, because we can't live anywhere.
Yeah, we can't live there. Why? Well, what makes you think they can come here? Everyone wants to make us look like shit. My whole thing was if aliens came here and they came off their ship, everyone's all afraid and they came out and it was like some pussy, we just kicked the shit out of them. You know? We always think, oh, they're going to come here and take us over. Like, what if they came here and we kicked their fucking ass and sent them home packing and took all their shit and kept the cute alien bitches?
Because the only thing we're allowed to do, like on Mars, is to, like, have the rover, right?
Yeah.
But they've already said we can't survive on
there. We've never actually been to Mars. The moon landing was fake.
Oh, well, I agree with that, 100%. Too. But that's, like, a whole other conspiracy thing.
Yeah.
But, like, in order, apparently, to go on Mars, you would need a spacesuit. You would need, like, a whole greenhouse type. Like, it would be that fucking Matt Damon fucking movie. What the hell was that?
I forgot.
It would be, like, a whole fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, since you brought that, you literally brought it up to me this week, and I'm like, motherfucker, I never thought of that.
That's it.
It's like, why are they allowed to get off their ship and just be, like, A-OK?
Just be A-OK. You're just fine.
Everything's just fine.
You're just here.
Beaming people up.
Yeah, you're putting sunblock on, you're just hanging out on the beach. It's like, yeah, these aliens are just better than us, you know?
Just walking around. Get
the fuck out of here with this bullshit.
All right, give the last one, because I am definitely ready to be done.
Am I the asshole for not allowing my girlfriend to be a stay-at-home mom to her kids? And they capitalized her, so, okay. I'm a 28-year-old man. I've been dating this girl named Amy, who's 29, since May 2022. We met through a mutual friend, and things were going pretty well up until a few days ago.
It's literally been a year, dude. Calm down.
Amy has two kids from a previous relationship. Twin boys that are 7 years old now. I get along great with them. Amy and I were starting to discuss moving in together and how they would all work out with the kids. Things didn't seem like a problem until she asked if we could find a place that I can afford to pay rent on my own in case she becomes a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, I have a problem with that.
She just assumes it, because she's already pre-planning it, you mean?
And these aren't his kids.
Yeah.
I could see if they were kids together and they discussed it. Not she demanded, they discussed it, and this is what they planned on doing.
Yeah.
These are kids that are not his.
Mm-hmm.
This shit should be discussed.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No, I agree with him. I asked him what instance she would become a stay-at-home mom when we aren't planning on having more kids, and I got a vasectomy 2 years ago that she knows of. She said it's always been her dream to be a stay-at-home mom for her kids, and the boys will benefit a lot from having her at home. She says she knows it'll be a lot for me to take on, but she would appreciate if we could talk about it and possibly make it happen as soon as we move in together. She wants that lifestyle, man, of not doing a fucking thing. That's what she wants.
See, but then the thing is, he's saying that she wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's not like she's demanding it. She this is a
as
conversation.
As soon as she moves in, I mean, she's rushing this conversation. They're moving, yeah. And she wants this in a small window to be approved.
But if he doesn't want that, then this is his fault. Get the fuck out then if you don't want it.
You knew what you were getting into, man. He's got into this relationship with a woman
kids.
With multiple kids.
Yeah,
with
kids.
With an S at the end. Yeah.
You have a vasectomy, man. There's no chance of her having your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is every fucking relationship you've brought today has been screwed up, man. None of these people match.
Well, this isn't called "Am I the nicest man in the world?" It's called "I'm the asshole."
They all need to go to a dating app. All of them, every single one of them.
We discussed it. I told her I'm honestly not comfortable with the idea of me being the sole breadwinner for our 4-person household. I could afford rent on my own, but groceries, bills, stuff the kids will need, etc. I can't afford all that, and if I could make it work, that would leave nothing for the savings. I also said that the boys are in school most of the day, and although I agree that any child will benefit from having a parent available 24/7, I don't think it's a necessity.
It is nice, though. I will, say that. What? It has been nice being,
a stay-at-home mom for all these years.
Yeah, because you always, when COVID happened, that was so damn convenient that I was able to be here with them. And when they were super young, I was working. But I was working overnights, where I was home all day long, not sleeping. Not fucking sleeping. I would sleep 2 hours when I got home from work. But I would take care of them all day. I loved that. And then they would go to bed, and then I would go off to work. And I'd be home before they even got out of bed. That was amazing. That wasn't a stay-at-home mom, but they never saw me leave. Yeah. It was just something that I did. I don't know.
I had no idea what was going on.
So I get that you want to be around the kids all the time, but at the same time, these are not his kids. So if he doesn't agree to that, then
he can walk the fuck out at any time.
It's not okay.
He can walk out at any time, and he doesn't owe you a fucking thing, man. Unless you get married.
But you're also if you're in a relationship with someone that already has kids, and you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold that against them either.
Yeah. I don't know. But he goes, I also told her I'll be stressed out having them all rely on me and me alone. She said she understands that and it's fine. We didn't speak about this again. I got a call from her mom a week later after I had a discussion with her. Her mom started the conversation sweet enough about getting to the point. Oh, before getting to the point, rather. She asked why I decided to date a single mother if I'm not willing to step up for her and her kids.
No.
The mom put her up to this. You got a sucker.
Nope
this man.
This is immediate. If I was him, I'd be running at this point.
Dude, there's so many red flags here.
Yeah, no. Now the mom's getting involved. Absolutely, that's when I leave.
Yeah.
No, this is our business. No.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's pretty freaking bad.
God.
To be honest, this kind of pissed me off. I didn't know deciding to date a single mom meant I'd have to happily be financially responsible for all of them. I told her, with all due respect, this is between me and Amy. She said Amy won't have more kids because she's with me, and this is her only chance of being completely devoted to her kids. And although I can easily afford it, I'm being stingy because if I simply can't be bothered to make a sacrifice, what good is it? My blood was boiling, and I was trying not to say something rude back to her. I told her it isn't her business and cut the call. I spoke to Amy and asked her what the hell her mom was on about. She said she needed someone to vent to about the situation, and her mom was just the best interest in heart. She said she thought it would be better for me to get her mom's perspective to make a decision.
No, no, no.
What?
No.
You think that's wrong? She can't talk to her mom about this?
The mom doesn't need to fucking call him.
It ain't
your business, bitch.
Oh, I thought you meant she couldn't
talk
to her mom.
No, this mom shouldn't be involved. Yeah. This is between them as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's already fucked up between the two of them. We don't need the mom coming in and putting her 2 cents in. No, absolutely no.
Mm-hmm. I asked if it would be okay for me to tell my mom that my girlfriend is making me bankroll her and her children's lives and watch my mom call her names for it.
Oh, God.
Damn, dude, you just lit her ass up. That's the end of this relationship, man.
I like this guy.
She said, I'm taking things too personally, and I should have expected things to not go so great after our discussion. I'm at a loss here, so he does have an edit. But go ahead, give me your thoughts.
What was the asshole question again, though? Is he an asshole for what?
She said, I'm taking things too personally, and I should have expected things to not go so great at our discussion, so I'm at a loss here as to what to do. Am I an asshole? I don't know what he's asking if he's an asshole of, but I guess for not, willing to do this for her, I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so. Number one, they're not his kid. I understand that they're together.
Oh, for not allowing her to do it. Okay. So that's not allowing her to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yep. They're not your kids.
Yeah.
This should definitely be discussed before you get married. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, this is what she wants, right? Yeah. And you're not willing to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why the fuck are you together? And why is a mother fucking calling and getting involved?
She should.
This is freaking. The mom weird. Got involved.
I think the mom put her up to it, or maybe this is just a thing in their household. Like, she said, hey, you found yourself a good guy who's willing to take care of the kids.
I get the mom wants the girlfriend wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to stay home with their kids all fucking day?
I do it, and I'm working, but like, I mean, the stay-at-home job
like,
works
who
for
doesn't
me.
Want that? But at the same time, you can't expect your other person to do it, and if they don't want to do it, and you're going to be struggling.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why is the mom getting involved? I don't like this at all. This dude needs to run. Period. Yeah. That's it.
He needs to get the hell out of there.
Not an asshole. Please run. Please run. And maybe one of the other idiots that we talked about tonight can take you in.
See, I'm going to say he's an asshole here.
What?
The only reason why I'm going to say it is because he is taking this on. You're taking well, on. You're taking in this
he,
family,
he
dude.
He took it on, this but is a not realizing family. What he was doing.
Yeah, what is he not realizing? She's a woman with two kids. What do you think? She's just going to keep being that woman?
He didn't think she was just going to... She was working.
She was doing a lot of dirty things because she was trying to reel him in because you have to really do a lot more when you're
but
trying
got
to reel
with
in
her,
a guy when you got kids.
He got with him. Her knowing she had two kids and a job.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Yeah.
So everything was fine. Now she doesn't want that job anymore. And those two kids need to be provided for. That's not, like, yeah. No.
I'm thinking he likes...
He needs to, please just run.
I'm thinking he likes the things that they were doing until the kids got involved. And now he's like, wait, I got to pay for the kids too?
Yeah, no.
And he didn't expect that part of it. He thought things were going to still be the same and she would just take care of her kids. They would never even fucking look at him. And now he's got to do something about it. So I'm thinking he's just upset about it.
Yeah, why does he have a vasectomy when he doesn't have kids? Did he have kids?
Maybe he just liked to fuck around. I don't know. But he changed his mind when he found a good girl. That's why you don't do these irreversible things.
But he
just make good decisions.
Who has a vasectomy without having kids?
I don't know. Well, maybe he didn't want it at one point.
Unless he
they are
maybe
reversible,
was sick?
Though. They're reversible, aren't they?
They are, yeah. I think.
I don't know. You would think so, but here's his edit. For everyone asking about the children's dad that he pays child support... He isn't a bad person. He's just broke and lives halfway across the world.
What is with these relationships where people are in another country?
This guy's a bitch. He's a straight up bitch. He can't pay child support if he wanted to, given he can barely take care of himself financially.
Oh, God.
He's giving excuses to the ex for being a deadbeat. He doesn't want to pay for these kids. He just wants to fuck that woman. He also has a lot of health
Damn.
Issues that make it difficult for him to work. He calls like, who is this guy? This fucking press agent for this fucking deadbeat dad? Is that what he is?
Oh, God.
He calls the kids quite a lot and is involved as one can be in a situation. She makes enough to take care of herself and the kids, so it's been all right for them financially. And I think it's selfish for her to ask me for anything.
It is selfish of her, but...
I don't think so.
You don't think it's selfish of her for... No, it's selfish. What was the question? Is he an asshole because he doesn't want her to be... No, he's not an asshole.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Sherry is saying that she knows several men that have had vasectomies. They just don't want kids. I didn't know that was his fucking thing.
Really? I didn't think it was a...
I didn't know that was a thing. I seriously didn't
because
there's like condoms and shit and birth control. I didn't realize like they would actually literally... Well, I guess you can't trust women. Right.
No, you can't, but...
No, you can't. Like, especially if, like, you're on some stupid app. Like,
I mean, Belle Biv DeVoe told us, man, you can't trust a big butt and a smile. My girl's poison. You can't trust these
you
girls
can't.
Out there, man.
So I guess I get it.
Yeah.
But that's, like, serious going that far. You really don't want kids that much.
I think you shouldn't do things that are irreversible.
I had tubes tied.
To yourself. You shouldn't do it.
Wish I didn't do it.
I'm glad you fucking... I wish you would have done that shit the day we met. knowing how the fucking life turned out, man, I feel so guilty being a parent nowadays. I really do. I feel so guilty.
Well, now, with the way the world is.
You have a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old in a world that completely sucks.
I wish I could have, like, 20 kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, one of the BFF finalists is a hardcore leftist and thinks the schools are good for people. So that is going to be a discussion we're going to have and argue about, because those are the kind of discussions I like to have. That's what I'll be doing over the next couple of days. It's Saturday. I can't believe it, man. This has been a long fucking week, hasn't it?
Has it? Yeah.
It's been a really fucking long week, man. Nothing really going on this weekend. What do you plan on doing?
I'm going to be watching probably Big Brother Canada Season 2. Because it's really fucking good. And then at some point, I might start Saw. I don't want to start it too early, though, because I really don't want to watch a cam version of Saw 10. I really don't want to watch a crappy, dark-ass version. I'm probably going to harass you to start SOA again. Okay. And get on it so I can come in here and watch with you. As long as I'm
SOL then.
As long as I'm left alone, I will watch Sons of Anarchy with you.
Sounds like a plan. We could do that.
Yeah, that's about it.
I guess that's my plan. I guess I'll be SOL watching SOA with YOU, and we'll be having that all weekend long. And we're going to be back on Monday. And I don't know, what are we going to do with the show this week? Or are we going to pre-record these? What the hell are we doing?
I don't know. Do you have interviews lined up this weekend?
I got some stuff lined up for this weekend, and my weekend's going to be pretty full. I don't know what the hell's happening, but I got some stuff.
Fuck,
man.
Are we going to be able to watch Sons of Anarchy?
We're going to figure something out, man. I got a lot of time on my hands, and I got a lot of shit to do, so hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Thanks for hanging out in the live chat. Subscribe to us and all this other stuff. Where at?
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.
Later.